I'm here at the Harvard University Recycling Center. It's Thursday morning, time for the weekly furniture giveaway, and the atmosphere is frenzied.
A couch! Oh my god! I got a...
There's a guy in overalls who's throwing PVC pipes from a big bin into a small bin. I see a grandmotherly woman hefting a laser printer into a desk chair, and then she pushes it along like it's a shopping cart. And all around me, there's six guys with hand trucks hauling out filing cabinet after filing cabinet. Off to one side, 8-year-old Gemma and her mom are holding hands as they look on. It's their first time here.
We just had heard about the free stuff, so we thought we would check it out, and it looks kind of like a zoo.
This is going crazy.
It is going crazy. Let's watch out so that we don't get run over.
They decide to dive in, and I follow them. Of course, I almost trip on a bike tire on my way, but soon I'm talking to Sergio Lopez. He's one of the hand truck guys, and I ask him, what could he possibly need so many filing cabinets for?
I come to pick up the metal. I go get a little money, you know, for the metal. Take old scrap metal, give me some money for that. So.
Since August or so, we've seen an unprecedented level of people coming for the metal, just the metal value.
That's Rob Gogan. He's associate manager for recycling and waste at Harvard University, and he's been overseeing this event for years.
We have people doing things we've never seen for scrap metal. They pull out file cabinets as well as pipes and pumps, springs and sprockets and even nails and screws people pick up with their fingernails.
A year ago, you would have found a lot more people here, like Gemma and her mother, just looking for a comfy chair.
This chair looks soft.
But that's changing, and it's because of the economy. Since January, the price of exported scrap steel has doubled from $350 per ton to $700. That's because in China, Russia, and Brazil, booming construction has fueled the demand for scrap steel at the same time as the U.S. dollar is depreciating. So now, recyclers can make more money than ever selling scrap, which not everyone is happy about.
Metal nowadays, like a filing cabinet or a desk, that has to be the first thing that you grab.
Danny is a tinkerer and a craftsman who's looking through a bin of computer parts.
My real pet peeve is you'll see a nice piece of equipment, and you go to pick it up and you find out that one of the scrap metalers has come by with a pair of pliers and just snipped the power cord off. So it's now useless. It's now a piece of junk because they wanted the 5 cents worth of copper that was in the power cord.
In a way, this conflict may have more to do with language barriers than with competing interests. Sergio Lopez and most of his team are from Central America. They speak limited English. By now, Sergio has collected 6 filing cabinets and a credenza, but he says he's always willing to give up a piece of furniture to someone who's going to reuse it.
If I got something, if you need it for your house, you can take it. I don't have any problem.
In fact, Sergio is starting to feel bullied by newcomers who are competing with him for the scrap. Last week, he tells me, someone ran into him with a dolly and didn't even apologize. In a place where high metal prices meet free junk, it's hard to know who deserves the stuff more, reusers or recyclers.
Our intention and our hope is that our furniture will be recovered for maximum utility, for reuse.
Again, Rob Gogan.
Sometimes people say, well, you should give first preference to people who are going to reuse the furniture. And I would like to, but I don't have the staff to monitor and police who gets what.
The way Rob sees it, the furniture may not always be used the most efficiently, but at least it's not ending up in a landfill. Back at the parking lot, Gemma and her mother are walking by this dumpster that's overflowing with metal rods and rusty poles. I ask Gemma what she sees there.
That's a whole bunch of junk.
Yeah, so you think they might recycle it?
I think they might.
They'll make something out of it.
Like air conditioners or computers?
Like air conditioners, computers, or shiny new office buildings in Shanghai.